Maya case, one that we, of course, closely watched in 2023, and there were some questions after that $260 million verdict was pushed out to Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital about a juror, about the conduct of a juror, and if maybe it tainted the verdict in the jury pool. Well, guess what? Johns Hopkins ain't too happy about this, but the juror in the Take Care of Maya trial has been cleared of misconduct, and the $260 million verdict still does stand. A juror in that closely watched Take Care of Maya trial, which recently awarded Maya Kowalski $260 million against Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital, underwent questioning by Judge Hunter Carroll following allegations of misconduct by the hospital's defense team. After a thorough examination, the judge concluded that the juror did not violate any orders, and a $260 million verdict remains intact. Is that like going to the principal's office as an adult if a judge calls you back from your home that you, after you did your public duty of being a juror, and you're like, oh, I got to go see the judge now to make sure that I behaved correctly?
I would bet it feels a lot that way, that, you know, you're being scrutinized. What did you do?
Yeah. Well, the controversy surrounding the trial stemmed from claims made by Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital's attorneys, who accused the juror of engaging in improper conduct, including sharing case details with his wife. She was present at the trial and frequently posted her thoughts about the proceedings on social media. The hospital's lawyers argued that the juror's questions in court mirrored the content his wife shared online, suggesting that the couple was exchanging information, which is a breach of court rules. However, during the questioning, the juror, identified as Paul Lingell, refuted these allegations. When asked by the judge, Carroll, whether he had discussed the case with anyone, including his wife, Lingell firmly responded, "No, I did not." I don't know if he did it just like that or if it was more like, "No, I did not." I'm not quite sure.
You know, I've mentioned a few times that I keep getting called for jury duty.
I
don't know that I wouldn't come home and say something. I mean, I want to be upfront and say
I would,
that I can withhold information and keep things quiet. But part of me would be like lying in bed going, well, and then they said this.
I would sing like a songbird, and I would say everything I knew to my spouse, and we would discuss it. And then she'd probably pull up some of the web pages where there's a lot of questionable information about the case. It may not be accurate, and I'd probably look at it, glancing at it, then maybe accidentally reading it, and my decision would be completely impartial. See, I'm putting this on the record right now, so if I'm ever called up for jury duty, I'm pulling this episode of the podcast back, and I'm playing it.
To me. The reason I got off the last time was because of the work that I do with you. So you just doing these podcasts gets you out of jury duty. Nobody wants you on their jury.
Probably. But I'm putting this on the record right now. It is out there. So, I mean, and this would be horrible too, because if I forgot that I said that and I ended up on a jury, and then they really wanted to go back and try and say, well, this juror should be disqualified, they'll find that episode and they'll have to do a fucking retrial. So I'm just saying it right now. I'm not going to be feel like, well, you should be. It's part of your duty. It is. You're right. But I'm sorry. This is what I do for a living. So mm-hmm. I can't really take it. It's hard to take a day off, more or less time for a trial to keep up with life and supporting a family. So I'm saying it right now. I would not be an impartial juror. I'd be very biased, no matter what the case is. Mm-hmm. Additionally, the juror explained that his limited eyesight due to diabetes and neuropathy prevented him from identifying individuals in the courtroom, including his wife. The judge, after considering the responses, determined that there was no evidence of juror misconduct. I got to say, Judge, I think there was. The Take Care of Maya trial revolved, of course, around the allegations made by the Kowalski family against Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital, claiming that the hospital's actions led to the suicide of family matriarch Beta Kowalski. The case arose from the court's order to shelter Maya Kowalski, the family's child, at Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital while child abuse allegations were investigated. During this time, Maya was not allowed physical contact with her mother. Tragically, Beta Kowalski took her own life after 87 days without seeing her daughter. The jury's verdict found that Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital was guilty of falsely imprisoning Maya, fraudulent billing, causing severe emotional distress, and involving social worker Catherine Betty, and battering Maya, along with medical neglect by Dr. Sally Smith. Attorneys for Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital subsequently sought a new trial and filed multiple motions alleging juror misconduct as bias. Among the accusations were claims that the juror had lied on a jury questionnaire, had already formed an opinion before deliberations began, and used inappropriate symbols when taking notes about Dr. Sally Smith. Oh, this is the one that did the SS on the notepad that looked kind of Nazi-ish.
Yeah, that looked like Kiss.
Or Kiss, yeah. Or Kiss. Nazi or Kiss, one of the two. Judge Carroll acknowledged that while the defense has raised multiple concerns about the juror's conduct, there was insufficient evidence to warrant a new trial, so the $260 million verdict, a significant victory for the Kowalski family, remains unchanged. Attorneys for Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital expressed their gratitude to the court for interviewing the jury foreman and reiterating their intention to pursue an appeal. They took forward, or they look forward to presenting their case to the Court of Appeals, indicating that this legal battle is going to continue. Of course, this legal battle, number one, Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital has attorneys that have a lot. There's a lot of money there that that will exist there before they have to pay out $260 million.
Yeah, the thing is with these large organizations, when they have a verdict against them and a judgment and they need to pay, they can keep this tied up for
ever
decades.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm going to guess that's probably their goal, because they'll spend less holding this up in court than they will ever, you know, paying out that that judgment. I mean, I don't want to say it's the same thing, but, you know, I don't think the Goldman family has gotten a whole lot out of O.J. Simpson as of yet.
Right.
As he searches the golf courses for the killer.
The real killer.
And there was a massive monetary judgment in their favor. In civil court, you may remember, O.J. was found guilty. In criminal court, he was not. And this is a civil court action. So just because it's like, oh, you got that big payday, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get that big payday. It is kind of an illusion a lot of times. In principle, yeah, they're being held accountable. Is this going to affect the way that hospitals handle situations like this? Yeah, because they don't want to be in this sort of situation ever again. But will it ever be paid out? Maybe by the time Maya's a grandmother.
Right?
That's kind of my guess. In response, the Kowalski family's attorney, Greg Anderson, acknowledged the ongoing legal challenges, but emphasized the finality of the jury's decision. He stated the defense was given the ability. They would never have stopped digging. They would never stop peeling. I thought I was going to say peeing on the onion. Peeling the onion with the juror. And that's just not the way our system operates. Well, I'm sorry. It actually kind of is how the way our system operates.
Yeah.
It's very much the way the system operates. Not saying it's right, but that's how it's a fucking huge onion, too. And by the time you get done with that onion, there's another one that's grown out of that onion. You got to peel that one, too.
Yep.
Because that's how our shitty legal system works. So that latest battle on the juror, well, it didn't really go very far, but you can bet there will be more appeals, and this is far from over.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.